This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President-elect Joe Biden is warning of potentially deadly consequences as the Trump administration refused to coordinate with his transition team on the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It says it's great that two prospective vaccines are showing promise in fighting the virus, but
it's a little use until you're vaccinated.
He's blasting the president for not allowing the Biden transition team access to plans for distributing the vaccine to all Americans.
It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking.
And says if his team has to wait until it takes office,
it puts us behind over a month and a half.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new FBI report says hate crimes last year reached the highest level in more than a decade. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
A new FBI report says hate crimes last year reached the highest level in more than a decade. Hate-motivated killings in 2019 reached the highest number since the FBI started keeping records in the 90s. 51 people died, including 22 killed in a shooting targeting Mexicans at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The report shows an increase in religion-based hate crimes, as well as anti-Hispanic hate crimes. Crimes based on a person's sexual orientation stayed relatively stable. Crimes against African Americans dropped slightly. Critics have long warned the data may be incomplete. Some police departments don't submit hate crime information to the FBI. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In a 1-2 punch, Hurricane Iota roared ashore as a dangerous Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by an equally powerful Hurricane Eta 13 days ago. Iota had intensified into an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm on Monday. This is VOA News. From coast to coast, governors are again ordering businesses closed and gatherings limited because of record-shattering resurgence of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
The COVID Tracking Project says there's a record-breaking nearly 70,000 Americans in hospitals with COVID-19, with more than 1,100 people dying every day. New Mexico's governor issued a stay-at-home order. Only grocery stores and pharmacies can be open. Philadelphia's health commissioner says indoor events are banned.
No visiting between households. No indoor weddings, funerals, baby showers.
Libraries and museums will close Friday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom's closing many non-essential businesses because of the spread.
Every age group, every demographic.
As for Thanksgiving dinner, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
As small as possible, because we know that indoor gatherings in homes are particularly dangerous.
The fear is that healthcare facilities will be overwhelmed with new cases and people will die because they won't be able to receive treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Well, the election may be over, but it may not be over. Yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska was presiding over the chamber and had just recognized Senator Sherrod Brown. He's a Democrat from Ohio.
Start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that the behavior.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators.
Well, I most senators.
So I don't need your instruction from.
I know you don't need my instruction.
Senator Brown replied that there isn't much interest in the U.S. Senate in public health.
The president who hasn't shown up at the coronavirus task force meeting in months. We have a majority leader that calls us back here to vote on an unqualified nominee and at the same time to vote for judge after judge after judge, exposing all the people who can't say anything. I understand. The people in front of you and the presiding officer and expose all the staff here, and the majority leader just doesn't seem to care.
The senator from Ohio went on to say that Americans had voted for stability and you don't have to play along with the tweets and the chaos and the crazy anymore. The Senate adjourned at the end of Brown's comments without any comment from Republicans. Top government officials in Afghanistan are downplaying reports the U.S. may be planning to withdraw U.S. troops, saying local forces are independently conducting almost all security operations across the country and rely only on a small aerial support from foreign partners. U.S. media reports say that Donald Trump intends to reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.